There has been an increased effort in Arizona and elsewhere to test all rape kits that had been backlogged. Governor Doug Ducey vowed to clear that backlog during his State of the State speech last year. And my next guest says there's been a lot of progress toward meeting that goal. Rachel Mitchell is the Special Victims Division Chief at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Her name may sound familiar to you since she was the prosecutor hired by Republicans on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to question Christine Blasey Ford and now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh last year. Mitchell joins me. And first off, Rachel, how much progress has actually been made so far?
Well, we have gotten four different grants to do this. One was through the District Attorney of New York, and then we got three subsequent grants from the Sex Assault Kit Initiative, and all told, it was about $5.7 million. So as of now, 93% of the identified kits in Maricopa County have been submitted for testing, and 82% of those have been tested to completion. So by the end of this year, there are about 300 that are left that are expected to be completed. So we should be caught up by the end of this year.
What is the process once you identify a kit that has not been tested? Like, what has to happen and how long does that typically take?
Well, it depends a little bit on which agency it is. Some agencies have their own labs like Phoenix PD, Scottsdale, and Mesa. The others use DPS. And so once the kit is identified, then it is sent to a private laboratory that we have contracted with. And we've had some varying times because obviously these labs are getting kits from across the country. But they send us the results back. Actually, they send it to the agency. And then we are keeping track of each of the kits and the results thereof so that there is a follow-up investigation. Because, as you know, a hit is just the beginning of the work.
Would you say that the pace of identifying and testing these kits has picked up over the past number of years?
Well, I think any time that you have kits going to outside laboratories to test, obviously you're spreading the work out amongst laboratories, and so that's going to automatically speed things up a bit. But, I mean, the emphasis right now is going from a test some to a test all philosophy.
How did the situation get to where it is now, like where there were so many kits that just were not being tested?
I think the vast majority of the kits were known suspects. And so these were cases where it wasn't a question of who did it. It was a question of whether consent or other issues could be proven. So those kits, because it wasn't an issue of identification, were not tested. And that's the vast majority of what we're seeing in terms of these kits.
Well, in terms of the results that you're getting, do you have a sense of what percentage are able to lead to arrest and or conviction and how many don't necessarily answer the questions that you need answers to?
Well, within Maricopa County, as far as the kits that have been tested so far, and then, of course, keep in mind, like I said, a DNA hit is just the beginning of the process, so there has to be an investigation. And so we've transitioned now into the investigation phase. But so far, it's led to the indictments of 14 defendants, seven of whom have already been convicted and sentenced.
So you mentioned that your office received a few grants to be working on this. Do you have the resources to continue once you've, you know, cleared the backlog in terms of being able to sustainably continue to test all the kits? Do you have the money to do that?
Well, keep in mind that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office is not the agency that's typically responsible for testing of kits. That usually comes through the various crime lab budgets like Phoenix PD or DPS. So, I mean, we are leading with a test-all philosophy, and I know that the other labs are looking for ways to sustain this beyond the grant money. We just happen to be the agency that got the grant money, and we are using it to help agencies test their kits.
Well, so I guess maybe the more appropriate question is, do you know of other agencies that will be able to continue doing this so you don't sort of end up in the situation that they were in before?
In talking to the different labs, I know that that is the intent. Obviously, they're going to have to continue. This is a large budget item. This is not inexpensive. We are paying upwards of almost $700 per kit to have it tested. And so there is going to have to be an ongoing budgeting for this process. But I know that they are exploring ways to keep this, make it sustainable.
What kind of message do you think it sends to the community, both in terms of victims and perpetrators, that your philosophy is now you're testing all the kits, they will get tested, and you will get to the bottom of as many cases as humanly possible?
Well, I certainly hope it sends a message that this is being taken very seriously, that it is getting results, and that even if it is a situation where the offender is known to the victim so that identification is not an issue, that those will be taken seriously as well, because what we're seeing is that even though it might be a situation where consent can't be proven in a particular case, if it hits to another case and now you have two victims saying the same thing, perhaps something can be done in that situation.
All right. That's Rachel Mitchell. She's Special Victims Division Chief at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Rachel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.